All I could hear was the quiet wind blowing through the trees. He sat in the sand for a moment, looked up at the sky, looked around him, and then it hit him. Robinson Crusoe was alone on a desert island. Alone on a desert island. Wouldn't you love to just do that once in your life? Just once, to be alone on a desert island. I mean alone. With nothing but wind and sand and shells.
Give a little more power here. Ease it up there just a bit. Exactly 2,000 RPM. Now we're cooling along just the way we should be. Oh, red sails in the sunset. La da dee dee dee. La da 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 dee dee. Oh, this is the life. Just moving along here in a brand new houseboat. Nice, soft sound of those engines purring behind me. This houseboat sleeps eight. Here I am all alone. I have the option to pick the other seven. That is, it'll sleep eight if they're real friendly. That's the only kind you should have on a houseboat. You know, being on this houseboat fulfills a deep-seated, lifelong dream. And I suspect I ain't the only one that dreams about houseboats. Well, actually, to be honest with you, I never dreamed about a houseboat. It all started one time when I was about... Oh, I must have been about five, something like that. And we lived in northern Indiana. And I want to tell you, friends, in northern Indiana, the only kind of houseboats they got... Well, forget it. They don't even have houseboats. They don't even have many houses. I mean, in the way ordinary thinking of what a house is. A lot of shacks. The only boats we had, they had... on Cedar Lake, which was about 10 miles away. And they were made out of molded lead. And you'd rent them to go fishing with. $2 an hour. But I was about five, I remember one time. And I think that we're really formed by the... babies when we're kids. I wonder how many kids right now at this minute, you know, are being formed by reading Rat, various other underground papers, you know, comic strips. 20 years from now, they're going to be something to see. Well, I was about five, and there was a comic strip. I don't remember the name of it. I have tried to remember the name of this thing for a long time, because sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and I see it on the ceiling above me, my pad. And it was this heroic guy, some fantastic heroic guy. Had wavy hair, square jaw, dynamic, tremendous chest. And he was always saving people. He was saving this blonde. It was some blonde chick that had hair. It was like blonde springs. She had these yellow springs on her head. And he was always saving her, see? And one time, this fantastic villain, this guy had a great big high silk hat. See, he had a cape, you know, the whole bit. And he's after this chick with the yellow springs on her head. And it looks like he's got her in his talons. And he chased her in his house. And this house was the house where the fantastic hero lived. Well, they were really trapped. I mean, the dacoits, all the evil guys were outside. They had spear guns, blow guns, flamethrowers. I mean, they were really closing in on the hero and this girl, see? And it looked like it was all done. I'm reading this comic strip, and my eyes are popping. And all of a sudden, the hero says, "Be not afraid, I will rescue you." And he rushes into the closet. He goes into the closet, throws the closet open, and there is a steering wheel and a gear shift. He throws the house into gear, and away he goes. He says, "Ha, ha, ha, yes, I have prepared for this eventuality for a long time, my dear. My house is propelled by two 160-horsepower twin Johnson outboards." And the house went across the street and into the river, and the two of them went downstream. And he is sitting at the wheel, tremendous profile. And you can see the varmints back on the, you know, the evil guys are back on the shores. And they're shaking their fists saying, "Curses, foil again. We'll get you, hairbreadth Harry." And he just smiled. And the girl clung to him and said, "You're so wonderful." He said, "There's nothing to it." And they sailed off into the sunset. In his house with twin 160-horsepower Johnson. Boy. I want to tell you, that really got to me. I'm serious. I have never forgotten that. And sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll lay there in this pad. You know, I live in this house with an air shaft outside of it. And you can hear beer cans flying down. Once in a while, you can hear the cockroaches having fist fights under the bed. I look up at the ceiling, and I can see myself at the helm of a house with twin 160-horsepower Johnson. With all the bad guys on the far shore shaking their fists, curses, foiled again, you got away. That's just what I'm doing. Twin 160-horsepower Johnson. This beautiful new houseboat. Sleeps 8. I think I'm going to get myself a girl with some of those yellow springs sticking out of the top of her head. Lifelong dream. Just sailing on and on. How about a little stereo? Da da dee da. Oh, la da dee. Oh, you bad guys out there. All you villains on the far shore, forget it. Shepard's got your feet again. You ain't gonna get near me, friend. I say, power to the heroes. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ta-da-dee-da-da-dee.